Welcome to the Dairobi Health Show. I've got an exciting topic for you today and one that will hopefully help you, especially if you are frustrated with some weight loss efforts that you have made in the past or are currently making. I'm going to discuss today the top 20 reasons you're not losing weight and how to fix them. I've been doing this a long time, since 2009. I am a certified nutrition coach, and I've heard every frustrating story you can possibly imagine, and I've had my own share of frustrations when I've set out to hit a health or weight goal and found it to be a lot harder or take a lot longer than I thought it would. And so this was really fun to research. I spent quite a bit of time putting together this top 20 list. I eliminated a few things, added a few things over time, kept on researching, going back to the well. And I really feel good about this top 20 list. So let's jump right in, understanding that these are not in order of effectiveness. In other words, what I'm calling number one doesn't mean it's the top number one for everybody. As a matter of fact, you might be awesome at number one. You might be awesome at 15 out of these, but number 16 and 13 and 12 and who knows what could be the secret that you need. So don't listen to this list as if it's in order of importance. It's not. It's the top 20 things, some of which you could be really good at and not even need to hear about, but something else might really jump out at you and change your life. Let's hope so. So let's jump in. Number one, not getting enough sleep. Sleep deprivation can interfere with leptin and ghrelin. It directly affects your appetite and your weight loss. The hormones that regulate hunger and satiety, I can never say that word right, satiety, being satiated, satiety. Anyways, establish a consistent bedtime routine. Avoid caffeine and electronics before sleep and create a peaceful sleep environment to improve sleep quality. So you could be doing everything during the day just right from exercise and nutrition, but if you're not sleeping well, it's hampering your weight loss efforts. Number two, micronutrient imbalance. Micronutrient deficiencies can impact your metabolism. Things even as mundane, apparently, as vitamin D, chromium, which is why we have it in our pounds and inches drops and also our Mimi's Miracle Multi. Other vitamins and minerals, all these things can affect your weight loss. If you haven't had a nutritional blood panel done, it could shock you. I've had them done over the years, and I'm a huge fan of them. And I highly recommend that you have one done periodically because you might think you're doing so well. And the fact is that when you get your blood tested, you find out you're missing certain key elements. You're just too low, maybe shockingly so in some areas. And here is our Mimi's Miracle Multi and Mimi's Miracle Mineral are based on the top deficiencies that most people have. And that's why we have those two products. So a quick plug for those. They will fill in the major deficiencies that most people find they have after they get their blood work done. Number three, avoiding fat. For a long time throughout the 90s, fat was supposedly the devil. Everything became fat-free. But healthy fats are essential for hormone production and nutrient absorption. You got to include healthy fats, avocados, nuts, seeds, and fatty fish in your diet. So if you're one of those low-fat or fat-free people, that literally could be hurting your cause. Number four, multitasking while eating / not eating mindfully. Distracted eating leads to overeating. This is just a proven scientific fact. Instead, make your meals mindful. Turn off electronics and sitting at a table. Focus on the taste and texture of your food, which can improve digestion and satisfaction with meals. Slow down, enjoy each meal. It will make a significant difference, believe it or not. Number five, unrealistic weight loss goals. Maybe it's kind of in your head, right? Maybe you think you can lose it faster than you really can. So having realistic, measurable goals, such as losing 1 to 2 pounds a week. And, I know that doesn't sound very exciting. I love it when our customers lose more than that on our pounds and inches drops and our Dairobi Undiet. And a lot of people do. But not all bodies are the same. And it could well be that you just kind of have to accept what nature has given you and the genetics and metabolism you have and do all the good habits and allow that weight to drop as it's ready to do so. Number six, you are not doing mixed workouts. You've got to incorporate a variety of exercises into your routine, and there has to be strength work. Getting on the same machine every time at the gym and building up a sweat may feel good, but it's not going to get you where you need to be. A mix of HIIT workouts, some cardio, some strength training are key to success, to shake things up and hit your body in all those areas where it needs to be hit so that you can rev up your metabolism and drop those pounds. So shake up your routine if you're kind of in a stagnant rut with what you're doing. Number seven, not drinking enough water. This is most people. But water is crucial for metabolic processes and helps control appetite, believe it or not. Right? I talked about this on a previous podcast. Just drinking a full glass of water before a meal makes a big difference in how many calories a person consumes. Carry your reusable water bottle. And if you dislike plain water, try something like our Focus Up or our Neuro Boost, or add some type of low calorie, zero calorie flavoring to your water. Number eight is a big one. You do not consume enough protein. Prioritizing protein is vital for building muscle. Muscle is vital for metabolism, for burning those calories off, as well as for regulating appetite. Include a lot of protein with each meal. Include protein with every meal. Some people don't do that. How many breakfasts in this country are consumed without protein? It drives me nuts when I see anyone in my family have a big bowl of cereal and run out the door somewhere. Drives me absolutely nuts. You gotta have protein with every single meal. This lack of protein could well be the problem that you're experiencing if you're not losing weight like you think you should. Number nine, you think you eat healthy. This is a legitimate one. We as human beings are not as good at self-monitoring and self-diagnosing as we think we are. Now, this goes two ways. Some people are overly confident about their own behavior, and some people lack confidence and think they're worse in their behavior than they actually are. However, our perceived healthy eating is often incorrect. We sometimes forget about the little snack that we had, about the extra portion that we took, about those desserts that we had that we just kind of thought, oh, that won't make a big difference because I worked out this morning, whatever it is. We can self-sabotage using an app to track everything that you're eating and become very, very strict with how you eat can make a big difference. Number 10, following the wrong cooking methods. The way we cook our food makes a big difference about the nutritional content of the food. Try to steam, grill, bake, or saute versus, you know, deep fat frying, that type of thing. So avoid unhealthy cooking methods. This could be one of the issues that you're having. And this will obviously be true if you eat out a lot. If you eat out a lot, you got to be very, very careful and order the right foods that are prepared properly if you're going to lose weight. Number 11, you have a desk job, like many people. People with a desk job are going to find it harder to lose weight. You got to counteract the effects of your sedentary lifestyle by breaking up your day. Every hour or hour and a half, try to get up, do a short walk, even do some tiny little workouts, a few squats, a couple of push-ups, or going up and down the stairs. Something to break up your day-long desk job. So you can also incorporate a standing desk and even incorporate desk exercises like seated leg raises or desk push-ups, as I mentioned, throughout the day. Next, skipping meals, believe it or not. Skipping meals can lead to overeating later. Try to eat at regular times. Get in the habit of having your meals at the same time each day and try not to work through those periods of time where you ought to be eating. If you are going to go for long periods of time and it's hard for you to not eat regularly, what you want to do is have some healthy snacks available like Greek yogurt, nuts, or fruit to bridge the gap. Protein, again, protein shakes are a terrific way to add in some form of snack to keep your blood sugar steady rather than have large meals followed by long periods of not eating, other than an intermittent fasting window, which is different. And I won't get into that. I've talked about that a lot on the podcast. This is more to do with during your eating window, keeping it steady and stable, and that your body knows what to expect. Number 13, being too strict with your diet. Rigidity can lead to diet fatigue. Incorporate a cheat meal once a week or so. Don't beat yourself up about the odd snack. Just don't be having them all day long. Number 14 is overtraining. Listen to your body to avoid the pitfalls of overtraining. Incorporate rest days into your routine. Focus on different muscle groups and ensure you get adequate sleep to allow for muscle repair and recovery. Number 15, lack of social support. Engage in community fitness activities. Try to get a loved one to work out or diet with you. Find an online community where members share similar goals. Support from friends and family can be crucial. There are just some things that we do not do very well all on our onesies, as Jack Sparrow would say. So communicate your goals and seek encouragement from other people. Having a social support network can make a major difference. Number 16, this is a huge one. This is one that I talk about quite a bit, and it is snacking after dinner. Limit late night eating. It may lead to weight gain, and for many people, it's their biggest problem. If you feel hungry at night, opt for small, healthy snacks like cottage cheese, a handful of almonds, something protein rich, which can promote satiety without a high caloric intake. I have found that even if I just stop eating after dinner 5 times a week, it makes a major difference. So this does not have to be an all or nothing thing. You can still go out on a Friday night, enjoy a party, a drink with friends, that type of thing. But for the most part, as often as possible, stop eating after dinner. Number 17, your hormones are going berserk. Hormones like thyroid, insulin, and cortisol, when imbalanced, can thwart your weight loss efforts. Schedule regular checkups, maintain a balanced diet, and consult with an expert on your hormones on a regular basis to rule out that you're not suffering from some hormonal imbalance that is keeping you from losing that weight. Number 18 is stress eating. Many, many people, when they feel stressed, they go right to the fridge and the pantry. This is another area where keeping a food journal helps and developing healthier coping mechanisms. Another great idea if you're a stress eater is to take the unhealthy foods that you often crave when you're feeling some stress and move them out of the kitchen to some other area. I have a sweet tooth. If I'm not careful, I will binge on chocolate or candy. And so I keep it downstairs in a downstairs storage room that we have. Believe it or not, as simple as it sounds, it makes a major difference. I eat a lot less of it when it's just not right in front of me when I open the pantry door. Number 19, inadequate fiber intake. Fiber supports digestion and helps control hunger. Aim for 25 to 30 grams of fiber per day from sources like berries, legumes, and whole grains. And my personal favorite, our own greens and reds superfood, which is something I would not be without. I have one scoop a day. I have it after lunch. I also add a scoop of psyllium husk in with it. It does have psyllium, so be careful. If you're not used to psyllium husk, you might not need it. Try our greens and reds superfood by itself before you add additional fiber. It could have all the fiber that you need. However, make sure and be eating high fiber foods, as I mentioned. And then if you just struggle to get enough fiber, add in some psyllium husk on top, and that can make a major difference. Number 20 is ignoring portion sizes. Many people don't understand portion sizes. This is something well worth taking the time to understand. You need to know how much is a healthy portion of carbs, fats, and protein. And you can do this in a fairly simple way by using a smaller plate and portioning it with a quarter being protein, a quarter being starchy carb, and half of it being your veggies or salad. If you just do that, you'll have great portion control and it'll keep you from overeating. Based on my extensive experience in the weight loss industry since 2009, I've also found that shifting the focus from merely losing weight to embracing a healthy lifestyle can be profound and transform your journey. I think too many people focus on weight loss instead of focusing on improving a healthy lifestyle, which is easier, more fulfilling, less frustrating. So I highly recommend it. Adopt healthy living as a continuous lifelong commitment. It becomes a reward unto itself. So I hope that these tips have helped. Maybe a couple of them jumped out at you and you think, yeah, if I try that, maybe that will help me to reach my weight loss goal. I hope so. And until next time, this is Dave Sherwin, wishing you health and success.